It is now time to welcome you to Radio Rotary right here at WHVW. Scott is, as always, present, and he has something to say. I hope.
I hope so. I know. Sometimes I feel like I'm not really here. But this is your host, Rotarian Scott Myers, speaking to you from New York's beautiful Hudson Valley in Rotary District 7210. And you can listen to any of our shows, past, not future, but present, on the website at Rotary District 7210, and you can download them for your listening pleasure if you missed it or you want to hear it again. I heard that. That is not one of our exchange students who you would expect that to. Today, we have a very, very interesting show. This is, I think, one of the best parts of Rotary, and that is the Rotary Youth Exchange and the Rotary Interact. And I have in the studio with me today two exchange students and two Rotary Interact students. And the Rotary Exchange students, the Rotary Youth, but sounds like I just got off the plane. And not, oh my gosh, our young man from Brazil. So, what the Rotary Youth Exchange program is, it's sort of an ambassadorial program where we take one of our students from here in Dutchess County or the Hudson Valley, and we ship them off to Germany, Brazil, or Spain, or wherever they go. And in comes back to us a student from those countries. And Millbrook this year has two exchange students. Usually each Rotary Club will have one student. But then they are responsible for that student that comes in. And they take them to school. They get them to school events, the budgeting, and all of the things that are needed to provide a safe year's experience. And we try to get them into three different families so that each exchange student can get a different experience, and sometimes it's quite often that they will really bond with each of the families, and sometimes maybe two of them, and it's a different situation. So it's a lot of fun. It's a huge learning experience, and it's a learning experience not only for the students coming in, but the families and the people in the schools to meet with these exchange students and get some knowledge of Germany and Brazil in this case. So let's first introduce our guests today. And I'm just going to go, I have a little circle here with four people. And Rebecca is right here, and she is from the United States and lives in Millbrook. And she will be helping. She's also in Interact. She will be helping guide Emily and Vinicius through the program. And Rebecca, what do you think of this idea?
I think it's good. It'll be a good experience for everyone.
What are you going to get out of it, do you think?
Learn about other cultures and getting to know other things.
Do they look different than us? I mean, are they wearing different clothes? Do you think they came from like another planet?
No, they look normal.
They look normal. Do you think they are normal?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. You've only been talking to them for a few minutes. Vinicius just got here off the plane at 10 o'clock, so he's only been here for 2 hours, and he's been sitting patiently in the radio studio waiting, and we haven't really had a chance to talk to him. So how was your flight?
Well, it's very good, but I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep nothing.
You couldn't sleep on the plane?
No.
Was it going up and down?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a smooth ride?
No, what
plane was this? I want to make sure I don't take it.
American Airlines.
American Airlines. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to drive. So you couldn't sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
Were you sitting next to someone who was snoring or something?
No, not really. The problem was the plane.
The movement of the plane.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. So when you get off this show, are you going to go home and go to sleep, to your host family's home and go to sleep?
Yeah, probably.
Probably? Are you hungry?
No, not much.
Not much? Well, maybe we'll take you for a pizza slice. Do you have pizza in Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it the same? You haven't seen our pizza yet, so you haven't compared. But you have to compare your pizza with our pizza and see what's the differences and things like that. You know. So what are some of your expectations for this year?
I want to learn a lot and to meet many people, make many
Do you have
friends.
A number of people you want to meet? Like 10 or?
No, maybe 10,000.
10,000?
It's okay. And I think that's it.
So you want to learn a lot. And when you go back to Brazil, are you going to have a lot of pictures and stories to tell your friends back home?
Yeah, I hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah.
So I want to know how this process works, and we're going to go to Emily next. And Emily is here from Germany, and she's actually been here now for 2 days. Emily, is that right?
Well, since Sunday, I'm here.
Since Sunday? Oh, yeah. You've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Have you had pizza yet?
No, I haven't.
So we have to compare. Germany has pizza, right?
Yeah.
Do they do anything strange to their pizza?
No, I don't think so.
So it's the same pizza. So we're going to find out. So did you take a plane over here?
Yeah.
Did you take American Airlines?
No, it was Lufthansa. It was a good flight.
It was a good flight. Did you sleep on the flight?
No, I was too nervous. So I couldn't sleep.
Are we scary?
No.
What were you nervous about?
About everything, meeting all the new people and, well.
Before you got here, you had been emailing David Greenwood, who's the youth exchange officer, and anybody else? Had you talked to anybody else?
Well, to Bill Berensman.
Bill Berensman?
He rode with me, and yeah.
Oh, he went and picked you up and brought you down here?
No, David and
Yeah. So, what do you think? And did you know about Rotary before you arrived here?
Well, a bit. My principal in school, he's the youth exchange officer in our Rotary Club in Germany, and, well, I knew a bit from him.
So did you visit the Rotary Clubs over in Germany?
Once, yeah.
Once?
I was at a meeting once.
And you've been to a Rotary Club here in Millbrook now for once. What's the difference? Is there a difference between the two clubs?
Well, yeah, sort of. Well, we don't do the Pledge of Allegiance
at
the beginning.
That's right.
And, well, there was this pig, I think.
Pig.
and we don't have that, too. We just, well, the one time I was there, they were eating, and then there was a speech from somebody of the area, an architect. And, right.
And
well,
so did they do that in Germany? They have speeches?
Yeah,
and stuff?
They do.
Well, what the pig was, it's a plastic toy, but it's like a piggy bank.
Yeah.
And so we call them fines. So if you have a happy dollar or a sad dollar or just something you want to talk about, we throw a dollar in that pig, and we can then talk about, you know, my child just had their first tooth or whatever it is. And that's how the club raises money. One of the ways that clubs raise money is through these fines. So you'll find out that if you're late to the meeting, for example, Emily, you will have to pay a dollar. So you'll want to be on time.
Yeah.
No, the exchange students are not having to pay the dollars, but I'm teasing you. But that's what that pig is for,
that's
for the
fines.
That's
a great idea. Mm-hmm.
And it's a good way to raise money. So going back now, we have with us the incoming president of Millbrook Interact. And she will be noticing all of these two exchange students. Can you get as close as you can? And her name is Jennifer, and she will be the president of Millbrook Interact. So you've just met Vinicius, and you've met Emily Wednesday. Did you meet her?
Yeah.
So you've met her, and you've talked to her any other times, or is this like the second time?
This is the second time.
So what do you think of our two exchange students? Are you going to be able to get along with them, or are they?
I think so, yeah. I know. Emily is going to the fair on Saturday. I think Vinicius is going with her, and hopefully we'll meet up there.
So you'll have some good experiences. You're going to share some of the cultural ideas of Millbrook and Dutchess County and New York State. And are you both, you're both staying for the year. So both will stay for whole school year. And then in the summer, you'll take a trip around the country. Are you doing that, Emily? You're going to take a bus
Probably.
Ride?
Probably.
So it's, I think, 4 or 6 weeks, and they go around the exchange students get on a bus, or two buses, and they go around the country. Some of the other things the exchange students do while they're here is we have 11 exchange students. How many do we have coming?
Yeah, 11.
11 in our area. So those 11 exchange students will get together 5 or 7 times, I forget how many times, during the year, and sort of get together. They're all from different countries, and talk about their experiences. And maybe if there's a situation that arises, they can say, oh, here, how do we do this? Or, you know, so really education again and communication and being an ambassador, but just having fun and learning as much as you can. So, Emily, I didn't ask you, do you have any goals for this year? Or?
Well, I hope to learn a lot about America and the culture here, and I would love to meet as many people as possible. And, yeah. Make good experiences here.
You will do a great job. I know you will. Let's have our break for Rotary International, and we will be right back, and we're speaking to our Rotary Youth Exchange people.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Thank you very much. Another great word from Rotary International. And another great and wonderful program that we have is the Rotary Youth Exchange, where students from across the world come into Dutchess County and the Hudson Valley. And we're talking about two of them that are going to be staying in Millbrook. But there are students throughout the Hudson Valley that come in here, and they go throughout the United States. Do you have friends that are being exchange students as well?
Yes, but not with Rotary, but...
Oh, not with Rotary, but another program? Do you have... No. Did you... Okay, so let me... I want to read. I have this little host family testimonials here. And a host family is someone who hosts the exchange student for 3 to 4 months and takes them just like a sister or a brother or a daughter and son, and they must do chores and do all the things that a normal family would do and experience and go to school. So here's the first one. It says, the youth exchange experience has been very worthwhile for our family. Inviting a young, intelligent child into our home was rewarding, but then seeing our children interact and respond positively made the world smaller. And that was from Jim and Sonia Crane, and it doesn't say where their student was from. But so are you both intelligent? It says they're intelligent here. You have to
we
be intelligent.
Hope so.
You hope so. Okay, good. So the next testimony is from our exchange student from Italy, fits seamlessly into our household of five. Our kids learned a great deal about another country, and they enjoyed having a new brother in the house. Oh, that must be you. No, that you haven't been there yet. So then the last one, as grandparents, hosting a student from another country has entirely different rewards than those providing to a young family who hosts. We have the additional joy of increasing the number of grandchildren in the family. Bonds are formed which last forever. Our family contacts have been broadened and extended to far-reaching corners of the world. Their milestones are as important to us as those of our natural and well-loved grandchildren. So that's nice. I never even thought that's great. You could be grandparents, too. So if you want to be a host family and get involved, join Rotary, or you can call here in our district, Lynn Radcliffe, at 518-477-5812 to get more information. If you want to be a student that goes outbound, we have two terms, inbound and outbound. And both Emily and Venetius are inbound students. They're coming into the United States. So what are some of the, let's talk about some of the impressions that our incoming students have of the United States before they got here. Emily, what did you know about the United States in a broad sense before you got here?
Well, that it has a lot of different places, and it's very, you could experience everything here. Like, I don't know, the countryside is very different all over the United States, and the people are really friendly. I noticed that.
Friendly. Are you, so in Germany you're not friendly?
Well, yes, we are, but I think...
So what about you're talking about the characteristics, the mountains and
yes,
the things of that nature. Do you have in Germany, you have different types of topography.
Germany is a little bit smaller than the United States, so.
Let's talk about size. So Germany would fit into New York State, or how big is it, Germany?
I think so. It's maybe a bit bigger than New York State, but not so much.
You will get a lot of questions about Germany. They'll ask you about the soccer team and about the food and clothing and television. And, you know, think of things that students would ask. And we have two students here who are going to ask you. Vinicius, what about you before you arrived here? What were some of your impressions?
As Emily said, we always have the impression of people in America are not friendly. But it's...
Not friendly, you said?
Yeah. But it's not true. I'm pretty sure of that.
You've been here 3 hours now, and
yeah,
so you know this. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You are going to go to sleep right after this show.
Yeah.
I have to ask. We have Rebecca and Jennifer, and I want them maybe stand up. And I want them to say some questions, because here I am, an old man who, you know, may not, I want you to ask questions about schooling and about, you know, things that you do. You know, what do you do in Germany? What do you do in Brazil? Ask some questions along those lines. What do you have? Can you give me a question, Rebecca, for either of them?
Normal school day like in
Germany. Oh, beautiful question. What is a normal school day like?
Our school starts at 7:25, and we have to get there, and then we start lessons, which are 90 minutes. And we don't have, like, the same lessons every day, but it changes all the time. And then we have, like, a 20-minute break where we can go outside and, well, meet our friends from different classes, and then we have another 90 minutes of lessons and another break. Another 90 minutes, and then normally school is finished at about 12:35, and we have school in the afternoon at, well, about 3 times a week, and then school goes, like, till 3 o'clock, and, yeah, we don't have, like, the sports teams that are here. We don't have it in school so much. We do it outside of school at other clubs, sports clubs, but we only have, like, a basketball team at our school, and not so many different things.
So in the you said 2 days you only go until 12:30, and what do you do in the afternoon? Do you people go to a job or another course, or what would they do?
Well, we do other activities, like there's sports like swimming, football, and soccer. And baseball. There's a baseball team in our city. And, well, we have a lot of music going on. We have brass bands in almost every town. And, well, they spend a lot of time there and meeting friends. And, well, we have a lot of homework to do after school. So that takes up a lot of time.
And do you go to school year-round, or do you have a summer vacation?
Yeah, we have summer vacation, but it's only 6 weeks, and we have more vacations during the year, like at winter time, and then we have Christmas and spring break, and they're only like a week or something, but it's
more throughout the year.
Yeah.
Vinicius, what about you and your schooling? What time do you start?
I start at 7:30. And goes to 12:30. I have each lesson takes 45 minutes. And between the third and the fourth lesson, I have, I think, 10 minutes of break. After that, we study a lot at home and maybe do, like, some sport or music in times.
And do that at home?
Yeah.
Not in school. We're going to take a quick break. There's one thing that you'll need to know about Rotary, and that is you need to be intelligent. It said that in this thing, that you're both intelligent. And we have two intelligent high school students. So we have this questionnaire that JP and I like to do, and it's called Presidential Brainiac. And I have 3 questions, which you may or may not know, but that's okay. It's part of the learning process. So first question. Who went 7-for-7 in Democratic primaries leading up to the 1960 presidential election? Think who was elected president?
That's easy.
Who was president in 1960, or elected in 1960?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh my gosh, Rebecca, you're so intelligent. John F. Kennedy is correct, and he did accept the nomination. Here's the next one. This one is a little earlier in time, but also a 60 at the end. What was the Republican? Where was the Republican convention held in 1860?
I don't know. I'd guess Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, that's an interesting idea, but I don't know if they were big enough at the time. It's Chicago, Illinois. So it was Chicago. William Seward was the leading candidate for the nomination, but on the third ballot, the Republicans picked Abraham Lincoln. Very, very interesting. Name the senator from North Carolina who was the first female Secretary of Transportation and whose husband made an unsuccessful bid for the presidency in 1996.
Elizabeth Dole.
Elizabeth Dole is absolutely right, Rebecca. Such a genius. Dole was also the first female president of the American Red Cross since Clara Barton. Amazing, amazing stories. Now, you'll be learning some of the courses you'll be taking will be United States history. Have you taken United States history yet?
No, I haven't.
So in Germany, they don't have United States history?
We have history all together.
Like as a, and how we relate to each other?
Yes.
Ah, and how about in Brazil? What do they do?
We have all the history, Europe, national, and United States, but it's not a separated class.
So you have no Brazilian history?
No, we have.
Oh, we have a class.
Like in the second year, you have Brazilian, the third, you have the European.
Oh, so that's similar, yeah. I think. Don't you guys agree? Jennifer, do you have any questions for our exchange students?
I know you haven't been here that long, Venetius, but Emily, what do you see that's different so far? Like, what's the most different thing from when you're in Germany?
Besides being on the radio.
That's a difficult question. Well, the people are really different. Well,
we look different?
No, you don't look different, but the atmosphere is really different here.
Ah.
And it's nice, really. And I don't know, we don't have these big shopping malls. We have some, but not like in every town there's a big shopping mall.
Well, we don't. In Millbrook, you know, the Maripur store.
Yeah, and our towns are smaller, I guess. Well, not all of them, of course, but yeah.
That's smaller than Millbrook? The village has 1,400 people.
Okay, maybe. My village is about the same size.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What's the name of your town in Germany?
In German, it's called Ebhausen.
And you have about 1,400 people?
Yeah, well, a bit more, but yeah.
Wow, that's great. What about, Venetia, what about you? You've only been here a few hours, but have you noticed some differences?
Just the people, they're much more friendly than the Brazilians.
I thought the Brazilians were always open and...
No, they are, but not all of them. Like, you need to know who to talk with.
Ah, huh. So I really like that idea about the atmosphere. I never even thought of it, Emily, but that's interesting to see that coming from outside. So, Rebecca and Jennifer, do you have anything to ask about, you know, do you notice a difference in Emily and Venetius, or do they look like regular people? Do they look like exchange students? If you saw them on the street, would you know he was an exchange student?
No.
You wouldn't know. So it sounds like there's a lot more similarities than differences. So maybe that's the first thing we have to find out, is that there really isn't that much of a difference, whether it's language, perhaps, or maybe you have a specific, you know, some kind of food that you like or something, or a television show is different. But I bet you there's a lot of similarities, and you're going to explore that over the next year. And then it'd be fun to come back and see what... Are there any differences? Are there similarities? What are those things? And to get the culture of the United States and take it back to Brazil, take it back to Germany, but also to leave some of Brazil here and to leave some of Germany here. So we know more about you and your country than we did before, you know, before we left, right? Because before you were here. Because we need to know that understanding, I think, is what's most important. We talked about education. I think understanding between the countries, to see that we're not that different. Maybe it's our governments are different, but we're not different. We're together. We love you. We want to work with you. We are excited that you're here. And we want our students to learn from you, and we want you to learn from us. So it's not one way. It's a partnership. So does that make any sense, or am I just too tired to...
No, it makes sense.
Did you understand what I was saying?
Yeah, I think so.
So let's talk about language. Language is often the hardest thing to start with, but both of you are doing a great job, and you've only been here a few days or a few hours. So did you take a lot of English in school?
Well, we start English lessons in fifth grade, and I did it since then, and then before that I had like some courses.
You had some English
outside
before.
School.
And what about you, Vinicius? When do you start?
In first grade. Like in the right in the beginning when you are 5 years, but they're not very good lessons, so you need to do another course.
So did you do another course before coming here?
Yeah.
And was it like a intensive 6 weeks or something? Or
yeah.
We have those courses here too, and we've had exchange students. The one where you're staying, Emily, David Greenowitz Calder went to Japan, and he didn't know Japanese before he went. And so he did take a 3-week course, but he really learned it when he got there. And that is also going to happen to you. You're going to learn the language. And they say when you start dreaming in the language of that country, then you've arrived. And, you know, when you start dreaming in English instead of German and Portuguese, you become part of our culture. And then when you go home, there's that transition going back into your culture, and you'll have to start the whole process over again to get to dream in Portuguese and dream in German. And do you dream in German now?
Well, yes. Both. Mix. It's a mix.
So is there anything you want to ask me or the girls about this year that would help other exchange students? This is called dead air. You have to ask questions. Make one up. What do I do on my first day in school?
Yeah, I'm really nervous about going to school because meeting all the new people and...
But most of them look like Rebecca and Jennifer. So. They wear the same kind of clothes. They act sort of the same. Is that right, or am I just
in
my own utopian world? Mm-hmm. So what do you think about her first day? And Venetius, what about them? What do they have to worry about?
I don't think you really have to worry about anything. I think everyone in Millbrook will welcome you and... treat you like family, because that's what we are in Millbrook, because it's so small, and I don't think you'll have trouble fitting in at all. So
you won't have any trouble, either one of you won't have any trouble fitting in.
No.
So what about this idea of the transition from their schooling to our schooling is one thing, just the educational, but also the people. So you're saying that in Millbrook, and everybody welcome. So do you remember any past exchange students and what happened on their first day or first week? Or
no, I can't.
You can't think of any? Do you remember?
I know that we had an exchange student last year. I wasn't very close to her. I'm not sure, but...
You were younger then.
Yeah, I know she fit in well, and she made a lot of good friends.
And she played a couple of sports and made a lot of friends that
way. Right, so you'll do things, whether you join the band or other activities. What do you like drama? You like drama. So Emily likes to be in drama, so you'll join the play. And you'll have a part in the play, even if it's the crew, you'll do something with the drama. And what do you like to do that would fit in with our school system?
Yeah, drawing.
Drawing? Ah, they have art classes, so that's beautiful. So you can do some art and maybe some murals that you can leave behind, and we'll always have a permanent thing from Brazil and from you. And are you going to play any sports or besides drama? And
yes, I'm still, thinking of what... a club I should join, but...
Interact. Both of you will join Interact.
Interact, of course, but sports, I'm still, making up my mind.
So it's an interesting process, and I really want you to think about that transition, and not just our exchange students, but our students that are welcoming exchange students, and think that here's a person coming to our country, not just moving from another town, moving from another country to spend a year with us, and what do they need, and welcome them and say hello and say, come and sit at our lunch table. You know, even though you're from a different country, I'll talk to you. You know, don't welcome them in, like Rebecca was saying, welcome them in. So let me wrap this up with a question to each of you, Emily and Venetius, and that is, you're a Rotary exchange student. Did you know anything about Rotary before you became a Rotary exchange student, other than the principal at your school?
No. I didn't.
You didn't know anything. Do you know anything about Rotary now?
Well, a bit. I hope so.
What do you know? What did you learn over the past few months about Rotary?
Well, that they help a lot of people do really great things in other countries. And, that and the exchange program. I didn't know about that, too.
We have a lot of things. Do you have something, Venetius, that you... Did you know about Rotary beforehand?
Nothing. I didn't knew it existed.
Didn't know it existed. So this is a good thing. This is another awareness for Rotary. This Rotary exchange student, we've been talking about our Rotary exchange program with two Rotary exchange students who will be coming back. And we had two students from Millbrook who are going to welcome them in with open arms and help the transition become smooth for your year here. And you will really enjoy Millbrook. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to ask a Rotarian. They will always help. If they can. So this is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, speaking to you from the beautiful Hudson Valley, welcoming people from Germany and Brazil and many other countries. in this Rotary District 7210. And this is it. So thank you very much, and I'll listen to your talk to you next time.